With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello everyone, Shannon Guss here, getting you ready for our week 2 exit interviews, because I got to talk to 2 really amazing players, which makes it a good week for the exit interviews, but kind of like a sad week for the show. So that's kind of how it works. But I chatted to Michelle, and that's like the first 16 minutes of the podcast. And then I had Henry after that. And apologies that Henry's audio quality isn't amazing, but he was just kind of on the go, as it often is with exit interviews. And he's not doing all media as well with work. So we... very lucky to get to chat to such a huge character from the season, but hope you guys enjoy that. There is so much going on. We have a recap with Josh Wigler coming out about Friday, Australia time. Winners of War premiere recap with Lisa Stanger for Survivor Global about Saturday, Australia time. And then a Talking Tribal for week 2 of Australian Survivor should already be out as of Wednesday night. So with this, that's like 4 podcasts for me in 4 days. Hope you guys are checking it all out, and I hope you enjoy.
Hi, Shannon. How are you?
Michelle, I'm so upset to be talking to you, but I'm a big fan, so I'm also really happy to be talking to you, but I just hate that it's at this time in the season.
Oh, I know. I definitely didn't expect it either, put it that way. I wasn't blindsided last night, so I knew it was coming, but I think going in before starting All Stars, you did so well the last time, you kind of have the same expectations, if not higher expectations, but, you know, it wasn't to be, and that was, yeah.
Since you played the first time, they've obviously done 2 champions versus contenders, so they put in more athletes, and I think it became a lot more physically based, as hard as it was to begin with, but, you know, I think from my standpoint, even more physically tough. Did you find that was a bigger element of the game and of the tri dynamics playing the second time as well?
100%. Yeah, absolutely. They're a lot more, you know, we haven't even had a puzzle yet, I don't think. We had that kind of one where you added it up. Yeah, definitely. I mean, a lot of the celebrities that were in were former Olympians, former pro cricketers, former pro AFL players, pro rugby league players. So, they've amped up the challenges. Like the challenges are just brutal this time round. They are, they were so hard, but, it was fine and I could bring it. They're usually a bit more, except for that last one, of course, they're usually a bit more varied. So they're a bit more like, you know, you might be balancing on the barrel and then the next day it might be swimming. The next day it might be something hard hitting. There was a lot of strengths and brute type of challenges quite early up, which, I mean, yeah, that's not exactly my forte.
Yeah, same here. I would totally get you. But, you know, in trying to argue the, you know, importance of varied physical skills and even just varied skills across the board, you know, social skills, for example, and we know you have such a good, you know, reputation with your tribal council performances, was it quite intimidating to do that to professional athletes? Those were basically the people you were appealing to.
Not at all. I kind of feel that tribal council was my arena.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I feel comfortable. And To be honest, when I play a game of Survivor, like, sure, you have done amazing in your field, but this is a totally different field. So I didn't ever kind of feel like, you know, like a fan or like, you know, intimidated by any of the celebrities. But I kind of go back to old school Survivor, where it was initially set up as a social experiment. So I think, you know, this, you know, muscles are important early on, and it seems to be kind of going more that way. But you know, come merge, it's all about your social game, because they actually don't want the muscles around, because they're going to take out individual immunities and they become the threatening people. So, you know, it's a game where if you're bang on average, it's that's going to be an advantage for you, because you want to be a physical threat, but you know, you don't want to be so much of a physical threat that you get voted out.
Mm. I mean, how did you perceive the tribe dynamics of Makuta? Like, who did you think was kind of running the show?
Look, they hadn't. Look, Lee, Lydia, and Abby just formed and John formed a really close bond really soon. And, you know, Harry, I was really surprised that, like, Harry and Nick and Zach, they didn't quite be the snakes that I thought they were going to be. I thought they were going to come up with scheming moves left, right and center, but they were kind of at the point where they just wanted to keep those four happy, because they, you know, I was trying to say to them at some point, there's only four of them and there's way, way more of us. Like, where, what is making them so powerful in the game? I'm not sure where the last time they were the snakes and it didn't win them the prize money, so that's why they wanted to go down a different path this time. And I was looking forward to the snakes, because that's who I needed early on, because I knew I wasn't going to be part of that, like, athletes alliance. Not very snaky, not yet anyway, so I'll keep watching and see.
Were you aware of kind of the divide that was happening between, like, Henry and Nick, or, you know, Henry and Harry, obviously, that he voted against him at that first tribal council? Because I agree, you know, maybe the snakes can all get on the same page, but it seemed like there was a bit of a divide there.
Yeah, they were. They look, I would go around and I could tell whether people were lying to me or not. So I actually thought there was going to be enough votes going with Henry and Sean that it would kind of cancel out my name. And I could see them just not gelling with Henry. It was hard, because I was aligning myself with Henry. So if they're not gelling with Henry, then they don't want me around either. But Henry was the only one from my season there. And, you know, he was the only one that actually threw me a bone early on. So, you know, I wanted to work with him. I actually enjoyed working with Henry out there, as short as it was for me.
Yeah, I mean, we saw a little bit of that. Obviously, he was trying to save you last night. Was there more to that relationship? Was it closer than we even saw on screen?
Yeah, I mean, Henry, basically, when it comes down to it, he was the only person out there who I felt I could 100% trust. And he would tell me all the gossip going around. And, like, I'm a social girl. I know what the gossip is. But, yeah, he would confirm it. So, that was good. You need that person out there on your side. You need that one person on your side. Kind of thought Shawnee was a little bit more with me, and I was looking forward to kind of doing a long game with her, but that game you've got to take day by day.
Oh, if only, Michelle. Don't even tease the fans thinking that you and Shawnee could have gone deep together, because there's nothing Twitter would have wanted to see more.
I wanted it. I wanted it. So,
you know, you were close with Henry, and obviously Nick's throwing out Henry's name last night. Would you have voted for Henry if it had come down to it?
I don't know whether I could have. I just didn't have the trust in them. Mm-hmm. So I just didn't have the trust in them. And I kind of felt like if Henry did go last night, then they'd just be targeting me the next night. I needed to come up with a better plan, a better solution. And Henry, it was in my best interest to keep Henry around, anyone that likes me.
Yeah, were you going for Sean mostly out of Henry's plan, or did you have your own reasons to target her?
No, absolutely not. I was targeting, you know, in Survivor, there's a great time to make big moves. There's a great time to be on top and be calling the shots and be sneaky. Last night, that wasn't the right time for me to be calling the shots and telling people what I think. It was the right time to go, I can give you this, this, and this. I can be with you long time. You've got my loyalty. I'm a great social player. It was me offering what I can give you. There was a point where I kind of felt like going rogue and going, right, you know, we'll do this. But I kind of went with that. And you could kind of see a few people swaying because before tribal council, I think it was Nick, Harry and Shawnee all writing down my name and Zach. So I did get a few votes lifted off me. Unfortunately, they didn't go with Sean. They did Henry. Yeah, there's a lot of people out there and it's so much harder when there's more people because you think you know what's happening sometimes and you don't.
Yeah, speaking of that, you know, how much were you aware of what happened at the first vote where Shane went home? Because, you know, we saw on TV that Lee had voted for you, but I don't know if that was read out. So did you see any of that? Did you know that your name was kind of out there?
Yeah, I was surprised by the one vote. I wasn't surprised by the Harry-Shane split the first night. Definitely not surprised by that. I wanted Harry to go that first night. I wanted Shane as kind of a shield for me because I wanted her out way more. But that was day two. And, you know, there was times where I was bonding with Lee and Abby and Lydia, and then there was times I wasn't and times I was. So to just, you know, not vote Shane out and kind of like just knock three people who, you know, everyone cared about what they said on the tribe. So to annoy them on day two probably wasn't the best idea for me. But yeah, like I wish Shane did stay around and, you know, but it's all great in hindsight.
Yeah. Was there any, you know, you say that you got along with people, you know, up and down. Was there anyone that you particularly had a poor relationship with out there or kind of clashed with? Or was it just like positive, but, you know, not enough with all the other considerations?
Oh, I mean, there was definitely people that, you know, they wanted me gone. So there wasn't, you know, we didn't speak to them as much. Look, I kind of just, you know, I gravitated more towards like Shawnee and Henry and, you know, you have a few conversations to try sway them but and try get to know them about their outside. But I don't know, this is Survivor. Sometimes you just naturally gravitate towards certain people.
Yeah, I mean, you seem to kind of know in your confessionals that it was like a tough time for you. What kind of clued you into that? Was it just kind of your awareness or did people tip you off? Like, just to clarify, did Jonathan read out the vote from Lee? Because I don't think we saw that on TV. I think we just saw it, you know, in the voting confessional.
Yeah. So if your name is written down, like your name has to be read out.
Right.
So you have to be aware, even if you have one vote. So because it kind of gets you thinking about the next tribal council. But yeah, I don't quite know what Lee was doing. Maybe there was talk early on of splitting it and between me and Shane, but they wanted Shane to go, which I kind of thought was going to happen. But
yeah, he said on Twitter that he didn't kind of get the message when the plans kind of changed, I think. So that might have been
I mean, you need to be getting the messages. I mean, even you need to be getting the messages. You need to be playing that game early and it's All Stars. So yeah.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, if you knew about the vote, then that would have kind of clued you into, you know, trouble waters around after that.
Yeah, I knew there was trouble waters. I knew my name was always on the chopping block well before I dropped that barrel. Going into a tribal council, I'm never blindsided. I've never been blindsided by what happened going into tribal council. It's knowing what's going to happen and trying to worm my way out of it. So that's kind of where I go. But I just don't get where I watch season after season and people just have no idea of where the votes are going. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it baffles me.
Yeah. Well, who are you looking forward to working with that you didn't get a chance to on the other side?
Oh, the whole other side, maybe? The side that seems to be for the social players rather than the athlete side. I mean, Matt Rogers is an athlete, but his social game is next level. So, I guess, look, you know, David's the golden god, Matt Rogers is the godfather, Henry is Henry. I mean, they earn these nicknames for a reason because they're phenomenal players.
Yeah, you should get a nickname. How come it's just the guys that get the nicknames? I think that...
I know. No. But look, it's a great game and it just is what it is. And on, you know, nothing you can do.
Yeah, it was a really tough spot. Would you play again if asked?
Look, I've been asked this a few times now and if it's the right season, and I mean, I would personally love to see them do a blood versus water.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, you know, there are a lot of fans who've written that, and I reckon that would be amazing. If it was something like that, if it was just me going back in, I don't know.
Who would you take?
If I could.
Take on a blood versus water?
You know, my brother-in-law is a huge, huge Survivor fan and actually was the one who told me to go on it in the first place and try out. I'd love to go on it with, I would love to go on it with my sister, but there is no way my sister would do it. So yeah, she's out of the picture. There's no way.
Well, your sister came to visit you in the last time you played, right?
She did. She did.
That was fun. I could see that.
No, she thought that was her doing Survivor. She thought running on the beach and getting sand in her shoes. That was enough roughing it for her. So, no, she would not do Survivor. And she's got kids, so she wouldn't actually leave the kids. So, so look, if there was a season like that, it'd be exciting. I mean, could you imagine if Sean brought Megan Gale and
great.
There's a few, you know, Matt Rogers and Chloe Maxwell. She was a model.
Michelle Bridges and Commando Steve. Not super advocating for it, but maybe.
Probably not. Actually, bring them back. Bring them both back.
I don't know why I'm advocating for this. But I've never seen a sibling-in-law relationship on a blood versus water, so I think that's an intriguing dynamic. But honestly, I think the fans would be excited to have you back in any All-Star iteration. Twitter loves you. We're all in mourning, so which is very sorry to see you go, but thank you so much for coming on to talk with us.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Henry, welcome back to Rob Has a Podcast. You know that as a Survivor player and as the creator of the Chizzy, I am so devastated to see you go home last night.
Yeah, with Australia, I think. I'm a teacher and I'm surprised I didn't take a 3-day off to mourn the first teacher out of All Stars. So sad.
Yeah, I agree. We should all be taking days off. But so much to discuss from last night. The first thing is, it ended up being a 5-5 tie. Do you have a sense of what would have happened on the revote if Shawnee hadn't played the idol?
Well, it's so complicated because if I was them and I saw someone that had an idol that didn't choose to play it, I would want them gone. So that wouldn't have worked in my favour. But I think Lee, John, Lydia, Zach, and those ones are very true to their word. I think it would have been, I believe Harry went and whispered to John anyway and he didn't change his vote. So it could have gone either way. I'm not going to say, so I probably would have gone as well, but Johnny could have gone as well. So it could have gone either way, I think.
Do you think that you convinced a lot of votes with your fake idol plan, or do you think it was more the conversations you were having on the beach?
I think it was more the conversation on the beach. The fake idol was never really for that tribal council.
Mm-hmm.
It was for the long game. I just wanted to strike fear in them that I had an idol, because I thought I might get the vote, enough votes to survive this time around, but I knew my future wasn't long. So I needed at least a way that they had to split the vote. Whether they believed it or not, they would be dumb not to split the vote with me. And therefore, I'm just working with four numbers, and I knew I could get four. I knew I could keep Zach, I knew I could get Lydia, Lee, and that was the main plan. It was a long game. It wasn't that short tribal.
Right. So in your game was really, we thought a lot through the lens of you and Nick. So can you kind of talk us through that relationship of why it started off so close and then where the betrayal came in?
Yeah, I guess that's probably a great question. It's good that you noticed the closeness of us at the start. It's probably a better question for Nick, because I didn't want, put Nick's name forward. I never had any intention of voting him out. I wanted to work with him. The first vote, obviously, he really wanted Harry. I didn't want Harry. And I think that's the question you got to ask him, because if he believes that I'm his number one, if he believes that I believe he's his number one, which he said in the confessional, then it doesn't make sense to me why you want to target someone that wants to work with you, especially knowing the other people in the tribe aren't really his type of player. There are a lot of heroes, a lot of jocks who didn't work for him well the first time. So to me, it kind of baffles me, the strategy. And, things that weren't shown, I showed him the clue to the idol straight away to build that relationship. I even let him know that I was going to give the idol to Matt, and that's how AK found out about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because things like that. So there's a lot of, I guess, me and Nick's storyline, although it might have seemed like there was enough of it, but there was also a lot that wasn't seen. And, as you know, it's probably best to ask Nick, and he's got his reasons. But I think the way I kind of sell it to him is that, I wanted to protect the weaker-looking ones in the tribe. When I wanted to vote out Sam, because she's part of that group, and keep Michelle, and save Johnny, save Harry, save Nick. That was my intention. And then straight away, the next tribal, that at least five of the votes went on Johnny. It's kind of that's what I was trying to do. I knew where that was heading. I was trying to help you, Nick. So that's probably more a question for him, I guess, if that's an answer for you.
Right. But who did you perceive to be running the tribe from the dynamics? We haven't really seen a clear hierarchy, I think.
Harry, without a doubt. Without a doubt. The first thing he said on the mat, which might not have been shown, he said in front of 24 people, "I'm so excited that Nick's here." To me, that was alarm bells straight away about a couple forming. Harry's very good at, just going around having those conversations with everyone. And he was running. Got any other part of his head. Abby, they just played together. They went deep. The jury villain. There wasn't much time between shows. He had Nick on side, and so for me, Harry was running it.
Aside from Nick, was there anyone that you felt really close to on the island to begin with?
Michelle, definitely Michelle. It was great to actually play with her again, because our friendship has definitely grown from it outside the game. And I don't know, I just feel our season two, just had a lot of, we see the game the same way, even if we've played on off the alliances. Michelle identified where she started her tribe. I identified who I wanted to work with, and we came together, and she was really, really great out there. And Zach, he was super great with me all the time out there. And, so he was super nice. There's someone like Lee and John, they're great guys. There's a lot of great people there. It was just hard to really relate to a lot of people about, coming up with plans and being mischievous and, doing the fun stuff that I got a name and reputation for, and just kind of doing that with, you know, like when I was with Jerry and Luke about jam games and things like that. It was just like, where can I get that from? I thought I could get it from Nick. But, yeah, obviously he went down a path with Harry and Johnny, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, one of the biggest tragedies of this first five episodes is what has happened to Asanga, one of the best tribes in the history of the show with you and Michelle and Jerry. It's just devastating, and hopefully that would have been better if there was something that could have happened there. You know, from the beginning, you obviously seem to really feel like you were under threat and you kind of, you know, lost out at that first tribal council. Were you going to be playing that, your immunity idol that you found at the first tribal council? Would you have played it for Shane Gould if you really knew that she was going home?
I don't think I was ever going to play it. You know, I didn't see it until after anyway.
Right.
So I would have had to do what I did, make idol and actually find it. I know the camera makes it look like I was staring at it 20 times, but I didn't find it. I was on there for a minute. Like, I could not find this thing. And, so I think if I'd seen it beforehand, I thought maybe, but I also thought, like, hey, me and Nick, it was, well, 1.5 days, really. We barely got actually time to chat. Obviously, I said I wanted Harry out. He said no, but I figured, all right, we'll be right the next day to actually talk through it and understand. And so I didn't think I needed the idol. I thought it was more important to have going forward.
I want to talk about your relationship with Matt. Obviously, you tell him about the idol, then you give him the clue, and then AK outs the clue in front of your tribe and the fact that you gave it to him. So how did it get to the point where you had this cross-tribal alliance with Matt?
Yeah, well, I think if you can put something to my gameplay, it's definitely me building relationships with the other tribe. I did it in Season 2 when I gave a clue across to Jericho and even taking myself over to the other tribe. I really think that's important, getting people so many avenues going forward. So when I noticed the clue on mine and then on the other torch, I knew straight away this was a ticket. But little did I know who was running up. So I turned around and it just happened to be Matt. That was a choice I wouldn't have normally made, but it was made for me. And I knew at that time, if I didn't tell him where the clue was, he might find it and straight away think, oh, wait a second, why didn't Henry tell me? So already there's things that could come in negatively.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him. There was a plan, however, if we won the first challenge, I was going to give my clue to AK or David, someone that was just going to absolutely cause chaos over there, and it would have been David or AK versus Matt trying to find his idol at the first camp. The first tribal, but we ended up losing, going to tribal, so I knew I had to get it. In terms of how I gave it to Matt, things, there was a lot in that challenge that wasn't shown. I remember saying whether or not Matt chose to listen or take this advice, I said, I'll give you the idol if you throw the challenge. You need to do it now. An idol is only valuable for your five now, because I knew he was on the minority and it would be in the best interest for him to lose the challenge, take the idol and get one back. I knew for me that having an idol that at the time Nick knew about on the third tribal council, it was kind of redundant in a sense. Like, I play it and I say it's better to kind of have a person in front of you like Michelle in tribal four, so it's a lot of a bit further. So to me, I didn't really need that idol at that time. Wanted to give it to Matt, and you even see on the pontoon when I'm wrestling David, I said next tribal was going to be big, because I knew I was going to give it if we had lost. I know it came across that Matt convinced me to do it. But no, I thought that was the best. The reason AK saw it was because I told Nick and Harry about the plan that I was going to give it to Matt, but I was also willing to tell the people in the majority, so the Lockies, AKs, and David, that we thought was on the set at the time. So AK knew from Nick that I was giving the idol to Matt. That's how he knew.
Yeah.
Well, he might have seen it as well, but that's how he knew. I wanted to kind of basically give the dynamite to the minority, but give the majority the instructions of how to defuse it and try to build alliances with everyone over there, if that makes any kind of sense.
Yeah, so were you kind of shocked at AK outing it at the next tribal council? Obviously, you had, like, we were kind of working with him and you have a personal friendship with him outside the game, so that was, like, a big move on his behalf.
Yeah, at the time, like, I didn't really see it as such a negative. I know that sounds, it was a bit of like a shock. It was more like, oh, hopefully I didn't disappoint anyone, like, friendships. But for me, that's brilliant because I think I don't believe that's the end of me and AK's game. Like, I think that's the perfect thing to blow up in front of everybody and then when we meet up, be like, hey, mate, let's fucking cause shit. They think we're against each other. On top of that, giving the idol to Matt caused absolute chaos. So for a tribe of heroes like mine and Makuta, I didn't think it was that bad. I think it was just like, wow, like, you were trying to cause chaos over there, and they're very team-orientated. So I understand it, you know, out of me as a big move player, but, like, I think they know me as that. So I didn't think it was as bad as everyone kind of thought, but that's just me.
Was there anyone else from the other side that you were really looking forward to work with that you didn't get a chance to?
Not really. Like, I kind of wish Jerry had a bit longer in the game. He's just a good time. He's just fun out there. And I love people who just want to create stuff out there and kind of evolve the game in one way or another, whether it be through being cheeky or just trying to develop new games. I just love moving the game forward in any way possible. So, you know, it would have been great to work with David, but I just couldn't see either of us wanting to fall in terms of when we come up with a move. We both want to claim it. So, you know, I couldn't see us collaborating well because we both just have our own kind of agendas, which is brilliant because it's kind of like David on one side, me on the other, and it's kind of great. But, I guess it would have just been different if the tribes were a bit different. Maybe, you know, there was five from my season on one tribe. It was just me and Michelle, who previously voted me out. So I felt from the start I was put in a tribe and I had to really, really just get going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I wish we had more time to discuss it, Henry, but final question is, would you play again?
I don't think I would.
You wouldn't? No. You have to, Henry. We need Henry 3.0. I said it on Twitter last night.
Nah, the game is so tough emotionally, and you play it again. The more you play, the more produced it kind of can become, and you forget that it's, you know, you're so used to the cameras, you're so used to hamming it up and stuff. I love the game. I love it so bloody much, as you probably saw last night.
Yeah.
And I love kind of evolving. I've got so many plans of how this game can be moved forward in that sense, but I just don't know. I'm excited to see newbies play for many years, and then maybe down the track, if they want me, I'll be hard to know.
Yeah, well, we really hope to see you again, even if it's just a bit down the track. But thank you so much for coming back onto the podcast to chat with us, Henry.
No worries, Shanna. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much. Bye.
No worries, bye.
Okay, everyone, there you have it. My exit interviews with Michelle and Henry. I'm very upset to see both of them go. Honestly, pretty devastating. Not a great week. I'm hoping that I can be repaid in Survivor Winners at War, which is coming up soon, although I actually don't know how that will go well because I pretty much like everyone in that cast. So it's going to be a sad week on Survivor this week, but I will be recapping everything with Josh Wiggler as it comes to Australian Survivor coming out on Friday, and then I will be recapping Survivor 40 with Lisa Stanger on Survivor Global. So it's a big week. Please do subscribe to the podcast on International Survivor at Hapups. Rate it, tell your friends, you know, give us a review, anything that can kind of help spread the word, all of the social media engagement. We love all of that. So thank you guys so much for getting involved. Subscribe to Talking Tribal as well, which I do with Luke Toki, and special guest this week, Sarah Talik, who I know everyone loves. So check that out as well. That was really, really cool. It was kind of fangirling to meet Sarah, and it was also kind of embarrassing. Yeah, I hope you guys have enjoyed this. I hope that you will subscribe, and I hope you will check out the recap coming up soon. But until then, bye.
Survivor New Zealand.
Survivor.
21 South Africans,
12 ordinary Australians.
16 New Zealanders.
1 million pounds.
Million euro.
Million.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.